Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what you're doing, but in particular, our over-the-road truck drivers driving the big old 18-wheelers, and our mail haulers, making sure that we get our mail going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And thank you very much, Felix and the gang, for doing that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. I'm on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. All right, well, we got a little rain in the porch, so it's going to be a little short-handed when you hear the people applauding, because I don't see a lot of them out there. But here we go. The professor of politics is with us, Kyle Warren, out in California.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Well, there's not. There they go. Watch. See? There they go. It's raining, and it was really miserable earlier. We had some big time thunderstorms come through, and we still got some big thunderstorms out in the Gulf. I can see the lightning. I was out there about maybe 20 minutes ago walking around the building, and I could see some lightning. We got a little bit of light rain right now, but it's all going to kick back in again as the system that went south of us is going to come back north again.
Wow.
Yep, same system. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, this is the morning of the night that's coming, and by that I mean this is when the Let's Go Brandon rally group starts up down here in Tampa. They'll be here today, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, and I will be there on the 2nd, set up with a table somewhere where the vendors are going to be. I'm not a vendor, but I'm going to be standing there with my usual table full of stuff, handing away some free stuff. And there seems to be some confusion over what people have to pay for and don't have to pay for. And to be more specific, I would say get on the telephone and call them to find out for sure, because their phone number is 813-444-4800, 813-444-4800. Give them a call and ask them exactly what it is, what you get for what you pay for, because there's a lot of little extra add-ons that you're not going to get anywhere else if you buy a ticket. So that's something good to know, right?
That's right.
Yeah, because it gives you the ticket gives you different things that you can get into, including food.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep. So it's, you got to ask the questions, and some people are confused because I guess they don't know how to ask questions. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, that's all you got to do. Now, I'm going to start with something that just kind of jumped out at me, and that's the fact that we have sent more Marines, number one. We have sent more aircraft, number two, into Eastern Europe. Now, you said that they were going to Europe, and I said, no, they're not. So what did you hear, and what were you assuming?
Well, the reports that we're getting is the Pentagon had announced that on Monday that six naval aircraft that were equipped for electronic warfare were on their way to Germany. This is to help NATO's flank, eastern flank, for Russia. And so basically this looks like that's where they're going to start, but where they end up, that may be another story.
They're not going to stay in Germany. They may be flying through a base in Germany or something like that. But what we've got is we've got 400 Marines, which are pretty much the flight crews and the pilots, for six EA-18G Growlers, which are a very highly technical electronic aircraft that can do all sorts of amazing things to aircraft offensive systems on the ground, missiles and anti-aircraft and radio communications and all that. They can actually shut it down from a distance, I might add. 10 F-18 F-18s will be gone. Some C-130s are being sent. That's for the cargo that needs to be brought in and out to help the people that are stuck wherever they're stuck at. And it's going to be interesting. Now, this now makes, according to the Marine Times and the U.S. Army troops that are deployed in Europe, that now amounts to 12,000 soldiers. But this comprises of 4,700 U.S. Army paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne, currently stationed in Poland, some 3,800 soldiers from the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 3rd Infantry Division, sent to Germany. In Romania, some 1,000 soldiers from the 2nd Cavalry Regiment are standing ready, along with 800 soldiers from the 173rd Airborne Brigade Combat Team, which are stationed in Latvia. Now, we can also remember that Estonia, Lithuania, Romania, some of the Baltics earlier got some aircraft flown in there, a total of 100 F-35s plus some AH-64 Apaches. So that's what's going on. It's a lot bigger than what people think. What are they going to do? I don't know, but it's anybody's guess right now because this is a situation that's wide slap open. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Captain Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
You betcha it is, and I'll tell you what, we've been adding some affiliates. You'll be hearing about it in the not-too-distant future. GCN is our syndicator, and if your station that you're listening to me, maybe on the Internet or whatnot, you got a station at home where you're at, and you go, why aren't they carrying the show? Well, some people don't realize that there's a live show like this at night because they don't stay awake to listen. They put their stations on automated. And all you get is that same old crap all night long. Well, this is a live show, and the reason we're growing is not because of me, not because of Kyle. It's because of the message we put out there, plus the news that we talk about all night long. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow, the website MyPillow.com. By the way, the slippers are 50% off still. I would jump on that if you want a pair of those slippers. And you can do that by going to MyPillow.com, go into the Radio Listener Specials page, and you'll see them right there with about 150 other items all marked down dramatically. Now, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code will always be the word Captain. The word Captain gets you those discounted prices. And if you want to call them up on the phone and talk to a live person, the number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, promo code Captain, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. And I hope you have a lot of fun shopping, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we have a lot of ground to cover tonight, and once again, Joe Biden gets out there, delivers a speech, and it's all the oil company's fault that we've got these high prices. It's all the oil company's fault. And he went on and he went on, and then we heard Ayok render an opinion walking across a parking lot somewhere. We heard Nancy Pelosi and a couple of other leading Dems render opinions. And they're all uniform in the fact they're taking it out on the oil companies. But the answer to this is not the answer it should be. They're going to get all this oil out of the strategic reserve, and dump it onto the market. But did they forget that our refineries are not running up to 100% capacity?
Well, I don't think that they have. I do think that they are fully aware of the damage that they're doing by starting to run all of those barrels of oil. What was it, like a million barrels a day out of the SPR?
Yeah.
Trying to make it look like something is being done. And you mentioned the oil companies, Captain. Yes, they want to demonize the oil companies. This is all, it's a multi-pronged attack into the notion that, you know, not just America, but the world runs on oil. And so they really do believe that they can give you the notion that everyone will have an electric car. It will be like a utopian society. Everything will be fine as long as we just get off these fossil fuels. But they understand, Captain, the end result of that is just going to be depressed economies, where things aren't going to progress the way that they think they are.
Okay.
So it kind of, it leads you to the conclusion of whose side are they on at this point.
Now, Joe Biden came out and said that there are 9,000 wells that are out there that there are currently leases for, but the oil companies aren't drilling on a bunch of them, correct?
That's right. That's what he said.
Did you hear him say that about 3,000 of them they haven't got the permits for because they're all being contested by the government as to the regulations and the green people and all that sort of stuff that are challenging whether or not they can drill in these certain areas? Did you hear him say that?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's one-third of the wells. So now we're down to two-thirds of the wells are available, supposedly, right?
Right.
But did he say that that's also tied up in litigation and paperwork because they've changed what they were doing? Remember, Donald Trump made things easier for them to go in and drill, baby, drill. Remember that?
That's right.
The person who screwed it up and made it much tougher and created more paperwork was Joe Biden.
Well, you know, Captain, what they're doing is they're running this game that says, we're not preventing anyone from trying to get a permit. In other words, so they don't tell you the whole truth, just like you're reporting here. You know, they're not telling you what's going on really regarding many of these leases or permit applications. And so they try to say, look, you know, we're not keeping anybody from doing anything. Mm-hmm. And somehow, so in other words, makes them look like they're not hampering, not doing anything wrong. It's all part of the game that they're playing because it is a game to them.
Well, Putin's price hike started before Putin invaded the Ukraine. It started 2 years prior to Biden being elected by him saying that we're going to get ourselves off fossil fuel. First thing I'm going to do is stop the Keystone Pipeline. Second thing I'm going to do is start the immediate transition to electric. And he did all of that. So that immediately slowed down our oil production. And oh, by the way, about 550 million barrels of oil are stored in underground salt caverns in Texas and Louisiana. Did you know that?
I know that we had been storing them, exactly, yes.
And he's going to give up about 180 million gallons of that. Did you know that?
Well, again, the number I heard is they were going to release about a million barrels a day.
That's 180 million barrels over the blink of time, he said, by the end of 2022. Here's the deal. That leaves us with 370 million in the reserve. Now, the reason that that's going to be concerning, folks, is because we aren't producing enough fast enough to keep the oil going back into the reserve to build it back up again. That is a fact. So what's he doing to us? He's depleting the reserve, so he's going to create the next problem, which is, well, you're going to have to go electric because we have an ample supply of product to make the batteries. I mean, after all, I just under the Defense Production Act ramped up rare material mining for materials necessary for building electric cars, and we're going to have all of that because we've got all of that. That's the next thing you're going to hear.
And it's just the thing that they say. It doesn't matter to them if it's even practical or doable or that you'd even realize it anytime soon. In other words, realize the production of all that stuff. These are all things that they simply tell you so that people will acquiesce to get rid of the lifeblood of what drives our nation.
Yeah, and again, the administration claims the latest release of oil will have a more positive impact because it's focused on replacing supply lost to the global market as countries scramble to replace the Russian suppliers. That's a bunch of crap right there, because ain't nobody lost anything from the Russian suppliers because we are still getting oil from Russia. Hello?
Well, right, and
jeez.
At the same time, you know, you have two choices in life, right? You can try to live off all your savings and then deplete your savings, or you can also try to get a job and replace those savings. We're doing the first part there, where you just deplete all your savings and then go, I don't know what happened to all my money. You know, it's an asinine strategy, and it's not a strategy that helps America. It is merely an illusion that they want to make you think that they're trying to help America. But, Captain, I think it's called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for a reason.
It was not designed to be released to lower the price of gasoline.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. And because to me, Strategic Petroleum Reserve means if we need it in time of national emergency, we mm-hmm. have to run things, or we have to run our military. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, and of course, here's what Biden said, and I'm going to read this verbatim. The bottom line is we want lower gas prices. We need to have more oil supply right now. He's only got that half right. Yes, we need to have more oil supply, but we need to process it and make it into gasoline and diesel and kerosene and jet fuel and boat fuel. That's what we need to do, and he's not saying that.
Well, of course. You know, someone actually told me the other day that one of their acquaintances said that, oh, I'm not worried about gas prices because Joe Biden's going to do something about this. He's going to make it better. And I thought,
okay, I'm so glad you said that, because before we go to break, let me look over here. We got just a few seconds. Here's what happened to oil yesterday. Oil did drop. West Texas crude went down to $100.28 a barrel, dropped $7.54 a barrel. Brent crude did drop by $5.54 down to $107.91. The wholesale price of gasoline dropped to $3.19. Remember, it still wasn't reflecting the price at the pump, the lower prices that were coming out. Remember that?
Right.
What do you think is going to happen now that it's down to $3.19 and it's still going for $4, $5, and $6 a barrel, a gallon? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's not going to have a major impact.
It's not going to impact anything at all, period. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. All right, folks, we are coming back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. I hope we're making sense to you or with what we're talking about here, because this is not what it appears when you got Joe Biden at the helm talking about what he's talking about. He's leading us down the gilded path for destruction of the oil industry. What's the alternative then? I guess I'll buy a horse. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is making moves to get soaring gas prices down. Speaking from the White House, Biden's authorizing a massive release from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. Biden's saying an average of 1 million barrels of oil will be put on the U.S. market each day for 6 months. The president also has a message for oil producers.
For U.S. oil companies that are recording their largest profits in years, they can put those profits to productive use by producing more oils, restarting idle wells, or producing on the sites they already are leasing.
A student at a South Carolina school is dead after being shot by a fellow student. The murder taking place at Tanglewood Middle School on Thursday. The family of the 12-year-old boy releasing a statement confirming his death. The student who allegedly shot him has been arrested. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Alrighty, we're heard on the Westwood One satellite, which is how the satellite gets us out there all around the country and around the world. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Relief Factor, for those of you that don't know, has been part of my regimen for the past 7 years, every single day. Ever since I started to take it, I've never stopped. And the reason for it is because it works. And when I stop, guess what? It doesn't work, and I need to take it again right away, real quick. Now, it's because of the fact that I have inflammation and swelling and pain as a result pretty much of my left foot, ankle, and leg, which has been calmed down this week for a lot of the reason. I think I know why one of the reasons is I've got a brand new cane I'm walking with, and it seems to be helping. And the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation by going to the source of the pain and lowering it or eliminating it altogether. And it does work that way. I'm telling you, it works that way for me, exactly. Now, it's 100% drug-free. You don't need to worry about drugs in this. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product because it's made with the ingredients I just said, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that provides the right amount of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs, just like a vitamin supplement, every single day.
Now, it supports a healthy response. The inflammation decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. So, all you got to do to take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and order the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Now, they also have some other vitamin supplements over there. I take the D3 and I take the B12. It's very affordable and it's very good and it works for me. So check it out, relieffactor.com/captain, and I'm sure, you're going to be glad you did. All right, Kyle, you back?
I'm here.
We're back.
We are back.
Now, we're not doing, you know, I just thought of that thing about the circle back stuff. All right, well, the media is now being forced to cover Hunter Biden's laptops, as even CNN is teasing it during their news segments that are coming up. Which is kind of unusual because they were the ones making fun of it for a while, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Remember, this was Russian disinformation, according to the media back during the election. And we didn't want our election tainted by Russian disinformation. And so, therefore, it was suppressed.
Well, Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Chuck Grassley brought out more information this week about payments to Hunter Biden's firm from a company that they called an effective arm of the Chinese government. And this was not new to most of us because we've been paying attention to this with Biden's and the contracts to China. Now, this was $4.8 million that went to Hunter Biden's company.
Yeah, that's no small amount. And, it's very, very important because these things can track back to Vice President Biden and maybe President Biden, obviously.
Now, even though Republicans have been talking about this for the past couple of years, suddenly the liberal media is reporting on Hunter Biden after spinning and ignoring the issue for most of the time. Now, we saw the Washington Post join the New York Times and finally getting around to reporting on some of the issues. That's how you know that they know something very big is coming, and they do, and they're not just trying to get out in front of it and spin it as best the way they can. They're trying to make it look like as if, well, we were there all the time. That's what they're trying to do, and that's what they'll tell their readers and listeners. Now, ABC, for example, limited their stuff to Hunter Biden's tax affairs, although it's steady and already been made clear by the FBI that the investigation involves more questions than that.
Well, that's right. One of the things that the media does is they try to craft the way that people are going to approach any event or any news story. And certainly when it came to getting Joe Biden elected, the idea was that, you know, he was, this kindly old gentleman in the basement and he was hiding from COVID and he needed to be president because Trump tweeted and et cetera, that kind of stuff. But, Captain, they're not happy with the way that things are going with the Biden administration. I think they want a lot more of the far-left liberal policies implemented. And so now the narrative can start to be, there might be some bad connections here with Hunter. What about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities? And on it goes.
Well, CBS had one of the better takes on this story, pointing out that some of the other areas being looked at included money laundering and foreign lobbying laws. And, of course, that was because of investigative reporter Catherine Herridge, formerly from Fox. She's very good at what she does and very thorough. So she'll dig to the source to get the story out there. So I'm curious to hear what happens there. But the White House claimed that Biden never considered being in business with family or any business overseas. And that's backpedaling from Joe Biden's prior claim that he didn't know anything about his son's business or his business associates. Now, why are they doing that?
Why is that?
Because the laptop showed that it was a lie on the part of Joe Biden.
Well, sure.
He was his eyeball on this stuff.
Well, yeah, nobody believed Joe Biden. I mean, I think most people didn't believe Joe Biden when he said, I don't know anything about my son's business dealings or stuff like that. That was all just stuff during the campaign. that would never be dug by the media, or, you know, they wouldn't dig deeper, that is, because they, number one, they didn't want to know the answer, and number two, they didn't want you to know the answer.
And then finally, CNN and John Harwood tried to save Biden the best he could by claiming there is zero evidence that Vice President Biden or President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter Biden has done. Things like 10 held by 8 for the big guy, huh? Remember that?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that.
Yeah, right. We're supposed to ignore that Hunter and Joe had shared finances, that Hunter paid the bills for Joe. Are we supposed to ignore that?
We are. Yeah, that's what they want you to do.
Are we supposed to ignore that Hunter's business associate was intimately involved with Joe Biden's finances? So what if Hunter responded in the CBS report that his father hadn't benefited directly or indirectly? That's just not the case. That's one of the reasons it just isn't about Hunter. It's about commingling, conflicts, influence peddling, amongst other things. But CNN does tease something very interesting in another report. You know what it is?
What's that?
They said that they have witnesses going before the grand jury. It sounds like we may be hearing something soon. That's what they said.
Oh, very interesting.
That's what they said.
Well, we do know this, Captain. If Joe Biden was a Republican, anything that his son Hunter Biden did, they would have already nailed him to the wall with all that.
He would have been under the bus.
Exactly. And that's the difference. And this is what I think even rank-and-file Democrats across the country, they are witnessing this. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a theoretical. This is the way that things are done. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, in our state, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parental Rights and Education Bill. It's been controversially and wrongly labeled the Don't Say Gay Bill by its opponents, and they're totally wrong in that. And what the law does put into place is not controversial for parents. It prevents official instruction in gender and sexuality, including references to transgenderism and gender identity for students in grades kindergarten through grade 3. Furthermore, it bans inappropriate instruction on these topics for students in older grades as well. And as you can imagine here, the cultural maverns are not happy with any of this because they are going to challenge this in court, and they think they got a case, and they think they're going to win, but they need to look no further than the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, and see what happened when they challenged a case up there. There's already a framework that's been laid down here.
Well, right, and it is interesting, Captain, that they're choosing to create such a controversy over something mm-hmm. that most people would agree with.
Well, defending the rights of parents is a successful campaign strategy and has been upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States.
Right, but you have a contingent of people who don't believe that parents should have that kind of say because they know better. You know, there's that contingent. They know better, and they are going to instruct your children as their whatever their societal proclivities tell them to.
Good luck on that, right?
Right. Well, but it's a fundamental question of who has the right to teach the children, and somehow you have people coming in literally usurping that right.
Yep, and good morning to LJ up there in Michigan. I hope you're enjoying that nice warm weather you got. It's going to be probably 75, maybe 80 degrees here today with some rain, but it beats shoveling snow, doesn't it, Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming back, as well as the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long
Strong Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Shackles and chains, and I ain't even trying to.
That's a song called Hey Delilah. Have you seen the video yet?
I've seen a little bit of it, yeah. That's all about a trucker.
That is a number 10 on the Richter scale female lady truck driver with a big old cowgirl hat that knows how to drive that big old red Peterbilt she's got. And she also races the truck.
Right.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting, and I haven't seen one of the truck racers in a while. I used to follow the circuit when I go around. I was never gutsy enough to race my truck when I was around doing something or have any of my drivers, because obviously your insurance would not cover you if you screwed up, so I wasn't going to get into that mess.
Yes, well, yeah, I can see why, exactly.
Yeah, but that's quite the little song, and that, of course, is our buddy's Blackberry Smoke from Tennessee, Georgia way, right there on the border from y'all land. All right, well, we've had this storm system that we've been watching all day long, which is over in the east coast of the United States, and it's pretty much moving away right now from all the different factors that are out there. However, we got it sometime over today or tomorrow. It's actually going to come back from where it went down south and come back across Florida and come back up and go back up to the East Coast, so there's going to be more rain with this. But they had tornadoes in this thing. They had major snow in this thing up in the higher elevations in the Northeast. And right now, behind it, they got really cold temperatures. But you take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Wyoming tonight. Our friends in Casper, they're along I-25. From time to time, we get the winter weather advisories. We get winter weather alerts and so forth. But now we've got a special weather statement. These are kind of rare, but we do have a special weather statement for the area of Casper. This is also going to go north up towards the border with Montana. Snow showers. So we've got 1 inch predicted in the lower elevations, 3 to 5 inches up on Casper Mountain. Motorists especially need to be careful because of rapidly changing visibility and conditions, especially after midnight local time. So we're, of course, well past that now. So be careful there. There's also a second special weather statement. This is going to be in the area of Cody, and it's going to cover most of West Yellowstone. Also, snow showers, 2 to 4 inches. This is all through Yellowstone Park and the Tetons as well. And again, that's around Cody, Wyoming tonight, so be careful. Winter weather advisory as you head out from Wyoming on I-90 as you just round about Sundance as you head towards South Dakota. We do have a frost advisory in Northern California tonight. This is going to be north of Ukiah. It's going to be in the area of Redway as you go up 101, going up right to about Eureka, California there. In terms of active rain tonight, again, we're looking at that on I-25. This is going to be also south of Casper, down I-25 and heading on over towards Nebraska. Also snow around Glenwood Springs on I-70 as you head out of Denver tonight. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, I'm going to pay my attention right at the moment to parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and the western part of Tennessee, northern part of Mississippi, because if you're traveling I-40 coming out of Oklahoma east all the way into Tennessee from almost to Nashville, if you're traveling 44 over towards St. Louis all the way across there, and if you're traveling, let's see here, I-35, you're going to hit a fringe of it there over around Oklahoma City, then you'll be back out of it. But if you're on I-30 going in through Little Rock, I-55 coming up out of Mississippi, and then Arkansas, and then headed north, you've got some really cold temperatures that came in behind the rain. Now, what that means is anything that was wet, all right, is now ice. So you've got ice to contend with. You've got a frost advisory, the western part of Tennessee, the northern part of Mississippi, the upper half of Arkansas, except for the northwest corner where you got a hard freeze warning. Hard freeze warning in Oklahoma, the eastern third of the state. And then all of the lower half of Missouri tonight going across I-44 and up about another 75 miles or so. You've got a hard freeze warning into the southern part of Illinois to include Effingham and probably I-64, where you'd pick up I-64 and run it east over towards Kentucky. So that's the big surprise and the big wake up and turnaround that you got in the weather. And I suspect that colder weather is also going on up there where LJ is at tonight. Now, going up the East Coast, we'll go all the way up to Maine, and we've got fog from the ocean side down below on I-95 all the way up north to where you'd load up with your French fries at Presque Isle or Caribou. Be careful there. Zero visibility is what they're saying right now, so that's not fun trying to drive up through there in that kind of weather, especially if you haven't been there before and don't know where you're going. Now, we've got a gale warning up all the way from Nova Scotia, all the way down the Maine and New Hampshire and Cape Cod and down to Long Island and down to Jersey and down to Virginia and down to just off the coast of Savannah, Georgia, a gale warning for winds that will be approaching 40 to 45 miles an hour. We had those winds here yesterday in Tampa. And it really got windy on some of the bridges yesterday, and a lot of the trucks were rocking and rolling. I got out in the left lane, stayed there because the trucks have got to be over to the right. And I got out in the left lane and stayed there coming over the bridge because I could see some of them were struggling, having some trouble. But it is what it is. Now, coming across again, taking a look a little further across here, weather-wise, you should be okay on I-10. You should be okay on I-20, and you'll have a little bit of activity maybe up in the middle of South Carolina on I-95, probably some windy conditions, maybe a little rain. We're going to have some more rain later here in Florida. It's going to be one of those nights where the rain that went south is going to turn around and come back north. So there you go. But that's what we got, and that's what we're looking at. Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot and Flying J. They want you to join the Drivers Club or their My Rewards Plus program. It's real easy to do. Number one, you can drive into any Pilot or Flying J, and you can sign up there. Or you can go online. You can download the My Rewards Plus app. You can install that. You can add your existing My Rewards card if you have one, or you can select New Card, and then you can start enjoying more points and savings and convenience from Pilot and Flying J. And you definitely want to check it out because, get this, folks, what can you get after just six fills? Well, you can get up to 4 points per gallon. You can start earning 4 points per gallon after just those six fills. Now, try that with just 2 points with the other guys. So pilotflyingj.com has more information. You can also use their locations function, I should say, in order to find the one that is closest to you as you're out there in the highways and byways. And when you drive in, don't forget to try the coffee, get something cold to drink, get some of the good food that they have at the Pilot and Flying J's. You won't be sorry, plus all the other great amenities that they have for our trucker and RV and driver friends. pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and I pulled in there last week and saved 6 cents per gallon with the points I had, and I haven't been stopping that much, so there you go. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way in hour number two.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.